I'm jumping the shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jump the shark.
It was Dump a Mundo.
Oh, boy. So today's Jump the Shark for me is gender reveal parties. Okay. It seems, and if anybody out there has had one, you know, I don't mean people that are just, you know, combining maybe a baby shower, but just to have specifically a party for your gender reveal, it's a little like you're the only one that's ever had a baby kind of feeling to me. And mostly because there was this report yesterday, New York State police say a 28-year-old man died after a device meant to be used as a baby gender reveal party exploded. Yep. He was the father to be, you guys. His name was Christopher Pankey. He was building this device, this little mini cannon. It exploded. His brother was also injured. And this has been a real trend in recent years. And then just last month, a man in Michigan was killed after he was struck by shrapnel from a small cannon during a baby shower. He wasn't the father, but he was just attending and he died.
Yep.
So you guys, we just gotta not do this anymore. I mean, this baby is now going to grow up without a father because of this, you know, these devices that they're building themselves, and it's just not worth it, obviously.
Whatever happened to cutting a cake?
Cutting a cake.
Just cut the cake open. Is it blue or pink?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. There you go. Why? Or even, you know, if you want to fill a balloon with either pink or blue confetti,
right,
you know, that's fine. But these cannons, just, I mean, these two are not the only incident. This is just in the last month.
No. This has been going on. I just want to make it known that I have been against gender reveal parties since the very first one happened.
Yeah.
This is, calm down the ego there, parents. You're not the only ones that have ever had a kid.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
I would actually prefer you do my method, and when people ask, you just say, none of your business.
Or you just wait till it comes out. That's what I did.
Yeah, and then go, right. I don't know. We'll let them decide.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, that too. Yeah. Well, that's even deeper and better. Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. Look, I learned from the great B. Arthur. I don't often like to weigh in on parenting things because B. Arthur told me many years ago that one of the things that drives parents the most crazy is hearing about parenting from someone who's not a parent. So I don't step in this garden, but I will for this. I'm so with you, Dawn. I just think it's a little ridiculous, and it's just unnecessary. Again, if you're doing a small thing, and it's like your mom and dad, you know what I mean? And you have a balloon.
Keeping it.
But these grand exercises just seem a little. Again, this is why France hates us. But yeah, go ahead, Kenny.
What do you call Jen's husband? What's his name?
Lash.
Guys like Lash and myself, we can't imagine being dragged to a gender reveal party.
Right. Oh, nobody wants to go anyway. It's, your friends don't want to come.
We
don't
even want to go to weddings. And no, we're doing a stupid both sexes party, shower party thing. No, we're not doing any of that. There's no way in hell I'm going to a gender reveal party. Don't even ask. Don't ask.
You will take some cake, but that's about it. Deliver cake to Kenny's door.
Bring some home.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
It. That's it.
Well, Lex, you're the newest parent how do you feel about this?
I didn't have one myself. The reveal party was the actual birth. So there's that.
Surprise.
But you didn't want to know, right? Until the birth.
No, I did not want to know till the birth. I guess it really does depend on the friend. And I mean, right now getting together sounds great just in general. But
yeah,
maybe not for a gender release party. So I didn't have one myself. I've been to a couple, and it was more of a let's get together kind of vibe.
Okay.
Hanging out with friends. So I actually did enjoy it.
No explosions?
No explosions.
There?
No, we literally, she cut a cake. No guys. That's it was all girls.
Oh, see, yeah, that's the way it should
all
be.
All girls.
Baby
the sprinkles came
too.
Out. Right. And it was like, great, this is fun. And then, you know, we were just, it was girlfriend time. So it didn't, you know, it wasn't like a big spectacle kind of thing.
Because I just think it's a lot of pressure to put on your friends, because you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like you're it's almost like when you have like various bridal showers or from, you know, it's like you, okay, there's this bridal shower and then you're going to expect your friends to go to this one and this one and this one. Yeah. It just seems like you're putting a lot on your friends. And I got to tell you, I haven't, if I breed, and I don't think I will, but if I pop out a child, I don't, you know, if little Milo Matheson ever happens, my favorite word, shan't, we shan't be doing that, you know?
Jason, have you ever been to a reveal party?
Yes, and it was horrendous. Like, I wanted to just, I wanted to leave. I actually, yeah.
How did they reveal?
Next time you're asked, Jason, just tell them that Lash and Kenny said you don't have to go.
Exactly. It was in cupcakes, Lex. There was like a little baby in the and I'm like, can I just have the cupcake?
Yeah.
can I just have the cupcake, please? Because now I'm gonna probably choke on the plastic baby, and then you know what I mean. And then it's like,
right.
You got a whole scenario.
Yeah. There was a plastic baby, and knowing my luck. So now I'm gumming the dough, you know, in my mouth to not swallow the baby. Yeah.
It's like one of those tiny plastic ones that's in a king cake for Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about, Jason?
Yes.
Those tiny babies? Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking around the room. I'm like, you know, statistics show that 7 of us are going to die. You know what I mean? From this baby. Yeah.